Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan went through the gate, but only opened it enough for herself to get through. The rats are still on the other side, and they are not happy. Kai helps Susan take from the rats what they need. The Rat King, Chapter 21. Human! Tucker tensed, despite the agony as the Rat King forced his way forward. Susan laughing in a way that had the tabby suddenly very afraid for her. She didn't look like herself to him, as though something else controlled her. Whatever happened earlier, the odd magic that sent him spinning had to be to blame. What could he do? He had to reach her. If only Julian didn't have him firmly pinned down, and the pain wasn't just so much. Face me. With pleasure. Now he was sure it wasn't Susan speaking. She'd never talk that way. He had to break free, even if it meant the worst. With a deep inhale, Tucker gathered his strength and, knowing what was about to happen, heaved upward against Julian's weight. Instead of weakening him as he thought it would, the loss of his fourth life seemed to give him strength. Perhaps because of his willing sacrifice, or simply because he was prepared for it. Whatever the reason, Tucker felt the departing green power feed his newly rising red fifth life magic, pouring through him like warm water and healing him instantly. Julian looked down, clearly distracted by the Rat King's approach to Susan, shock in his single eye. Tucker threw the cat off, his heavier body now fully recovered and surging with red glow, crouched to pounce. He didn't hesitate, attacking the moment he was free, the silver bangle still airborne, catching Julian mid-air and forcing the other cat to the ground. He missed the fight between Susan and the Rat King, focused instead on Julian, his teeth grasping the silver cat's throat. Surprise didn't last long. The warrior he faced twisting out of Tucker's grasp and lashing out with his claws, catching the bridge of Tucker's nose. He ignored the sting of the cut, pouncing again, Julian stumbling despite his natural grace, rats scurrying out of the way as the sound of the Rat King's voice reached Tucker. No! Rainbow light blasted against him, sending him sprawling. Julian tumbled over and over and landed hard against a rock. Tucker scrambled to his feet, spinning away from Julian, staring in shock at the sight of Susan, her eyes flaming red, with her arms spread wide in front of the glowing gate, as the Rat King flung himself toward her. Even more shocking was the sight of the ghost of Kai, the traitor's face turning toward him. Help her, his familiar voice rang in Tucker's head. She's vulnerable right now. You have to save her. She's our only hope. Tucker gathered himself to leap, not pausing to wonder where Kai came from or why he was listening to the traitor. But he didn't get to act, the silver cat he'd fought slamming into him and carrying him to the ground. I'll have your lives for my own, Julian snarled. Tucker grunted as his magic lashed out. You first, he said. Caught off guard, expecting a physical attack, not a magical one, Julian howled in agony. His seventh life lifted free, torn from him to float over his head, still wailing, as the silver cat sagged on top of Tucker, his yellow magic shifting to pale pink. Julian had two lives left, not that it mattered to Tucker. Panting, the tabby pushed the other cat free, finally weak and tired and feeling the effects of his own life lost, staggering as he fought to turn to save Susan. Too late. Susan! The Rat King was already upon her. Susan came back to herself completely the moment the wave of rainbow light pushed back the army of rats. She blinked in surprise, the retreating creatures squealing, the sight of Tucker fighting Julian catching her breath. The Rat King attacked her before she could stop him, his teeth sinking into her forearm. Susan cried out in pain, grasping for the scruff of his neck, feeling his jaws tighten further. Take him, Kai's ghost said. Hurry, Susan. She hesitated. I can't. The red power inside her twisted and turned, a ball of heat in her stomach that felt far too much, like all the rats she'd emptied of their magic now lived inside her. It's too much. The Rat King stared up at her, his eyes burning. When his jaws parted, the pain was worse than anything she'd ever felt before, the sight of him blurred by her tears. Give it back, he snarled, or I'll take it from you. You must save yourself. Kai was beside her, and then inside her. The cat's rainbow last life pouncing on the swirling rat magic, smothering it with his spirit. Susan, now, before it's too late and all of this was for nothing. She had fallen to her knees and didn't notice, now at eye level with the furious king. His little crown had tipped, hanging over one ear, the tattered cape he wore dangling from the thin string he'd used to tie it around his neck. He tossed aside the stick with the button, claws outstretched, red magic glowing as his power built. He was going to do to her what she'd done to his rats. Her heart hurt as much as her arm did. I don't want to do this, she whispered to Kai. I just want to go home. I'm sorry, Susan, the ghost replied. Please, if not for yourself or the city, do this for the one you care so much about. She looked up, away from the threat in front of her, just as Tucker met her eyes. Susan! And the Rat King pounced. Rainbow magic engulfed him, drawing out the red power that made him who he was. She heard his wail, saw his terror, and almost stopped. But it was too late, the magic of the city finishing what she started, pulling free all that he was and adding it to that which she'd already taken. Kai's ghost pounced the moment the Rat King's spirit joined his fellows, the wailing denial of the defeated creature smothered, but not fast enough. Susan stared into the black, beady eyes of the king, no longer giant, but shrunk down to normal size. The crown tinkled to the stone as the former king of the rats squealed and ran away from her, into the tunnel after his fellows, while Susan covered her face in her hands and cried. "Well done," Kai's ghost told her with great satisfaction. "Leave me alone," Susan said. "Susan?" She looked up with a cry, arms outstretched at the sound of Tucker's voice, her friend collapsing next to her. There was blood from a cut on his nose, and he was dirty and very weak, barely able to lift his head as he fell beside her. She could see his magic was now red, his fifth life so clear to her. But he was alive, and so was she, and the rats were defeated. She lifted him into her arms and hugged him close, the rainbow light inside her immediately healing him and her at the same time. Still crying, Susan stood and carried her friend to the gate, to Vinny and Albert and the rest of the council who had emerged to join her. "It's over," she said. "For now," Kai told her, "there's so much more to do." She didn't want to hear that. Heart heavy, she burst into tears. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.